From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers in California's San Joaquin Valley are being forced to bulldoze healthy nut and citrus trees and grapevines due to water shortages. They're also being hit with new fees for balancing groundwater supplies and local agencies implementing plans with pumping limits. Madera County farmer Jay Mayhill is fallowing 500 acres and says all this as farmers have already suffered substantial losses due to not being able to farm their ground. People shopping for electric vehicles will find that most don't have AM radio, a move not sitting well with rural farm broadcasters. The FCC's Nathan Symington spoke with broadcasters at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual convention and said AM radio is an indispensable source of information for more than 3 million U.S. farmers, of which 75% listen to the radio 5 days a week. AM radio is also the essential spine of the emergency alert system. Montana Senator John Tester is pushing the Security and Exchange Commission to avoid taking action on its proposed climate rule that could hurt American farmers. He's concerned it would lead to burdensome reporting requirements for family farmers and ranchers who are part of the supply chain. Montana Farm Bureau President Cindy Johnson supports his efforts to help the SEC understand our concerns with what could potentially be a far overreaching rule. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.